which have to be delivered to the dean's office. As I said before, till 22nd of September, you have to deliver the copy of valid health insurance and not EU citizen, a valid student visa. So we have two documents, valid health insurance and valid student visa. Deadline is September 22nd. The copy of certificate of registering the resident must submit to the dean's office EU citizens. Yes, so EU citizens must go to the visa office and register themselves and then take the proof of registration, some kind of certificates, and supplies to the dean's office. You can deliver, of course, above mentioned documents through your class representatives. Yes, you don't have to come to the dean's office personally. I'm going to tell you a few words now about completing the academic year, because this is the most important thing for you. At the beginning of each year, all students are given a deadline. For a four-year MD program, it's July 8th. For the rest of programs, it's September 15th. All students are required to this deadline to submit their index and examination cards. I will show you in a minute. Index and examination cards. Index, this is the green booklet, a small green booklet. Examination cards, this is the white sheet of paper. Index and examination card always goes together, like wife and a husband. If you receive credit in the index, you have to also receive the credit on the examination card. Because when you graduate, you will receive the index in the souvenir, but the examination card will stay in your file for 50 years. We'll be giving the University of Medical Sciences. So please remember, if you get signature, the first one will be from library facilities. Yeah, it has to be marked here and here, in two places. Also, in the beginning of academic year, you will receive from your dean's office assistant registration card for the academic year 2010 and 2011. This card is very important for us because we have here your telephone number, email address. And please, if you are changing your email address or temporary address here in Poznań, please let us know about it, because we are sending letters to you and they are coming back, and this is not a not good situation for you and for us. Yes, please let us know about changing your email address, your address in Poznań, and also your permanent address in your home countries. So we have index, we have examination card. You have to submit all those documents till the deadline, so July 8th or September 15th, to the dean's office. A failure to do so will result in a lack of possibility to enter the classes in the next academic year. First year students must complete all courses in order to progress into next year. Failure to do so will result in withdrawal from the university. You have to complete all signatures, all credits, all grades on the examination cards and in the index. Please remember about it. Because if you are coming to the dean's office and you are saying that you completed the subject, but you cannot find the teacher to receive the signature in the index, so to ask to the dean's office, you didn't complete the subject. You must complete by the deadline all signatures, credits, and grades on those two documents. Please remember about it. Moreover, after the second year, all programs, and after the fourth year, six-year MD, five-year DDS, and RMD, all students are required to have a university doctor's stamp in their index, which proves that they have received all the necessary medical examination and vaccination. So after the second year, after the fourth year, you are going to the outpatient clinic behind the Esculap, and you will receive the medical order to have the blood test, the urine test, x-ray test. And then, if you do this, you will receive the stamp in your index, yes? You have to complete it if you want to start the next academic year. So after second, if you want to start the third year, you have to complete medical examinations. What about vaccinations? Vaccinations. All students who want to study in the University of Medical Sciences are required to be vaccinated against hepatitis B for your own protection. Those of you who have already been vaccinated are asked to present the certification directly to the doctor to have it noted in the index. So one more time, if you have been vaccinated, you are going to the outpatient clinic behind the Esculap and you will receive the stamp in the index. But those of you who haven't already been vaccinated can be vaccinated or at the clinical hospital here in Poznań. It's also on Przybyszewskiego Street, but not 39, but 49, yes? It's almost opposite the Esculap dormitory. In order to register to the doctor and to be vaccinated, you have to contact the dean's office, me. Yes, you have my telephone number, email address, and if you haven't already been vaccinated, please contact me as soon as possible. I will make an appointment to the doctor so that you can be vaccinated because you need three shots. Yes, it takes time. And each student is required to present a gradebook with a doctor notification regarding the hepatitis B to the dean's office before December 31st. So you have time to the end of this year, not academic year, to this year, 2010. The stamp is necessary to get the credit for the whole year. So, you have to receive all grades, all credits, all signatures. You have to receive a stamp concerning vaccination against hepatitis B, and after the second and fourth year, concerning medical examination. Yes, many things to complete. If you will be sick during your studies here, university provides basic medical care for English-speaking students from all programs. And students are welcome from Monday to Friday. The most updated hours are available on our website. And doctor's office is situated in the hospital, clinical hospital on Przybyszewskiego Street 14. And one more time, the doctor is available before prior registration, so in order to register to the family doctor, you have to contact me again, yes? You can send me an email, you can call me, you can come personally as you want. Of course, before each consultation with a doctor, you are required to provide some documents, yes? Student insured by NFZ, so our National Health Fund, need to provide valid passport and health insurance certificate, yes? Student from European Union, valid passport and blue cards, yes? You have the blue cards, health insurance cards. And other students, valid passport, again, and a bill, because if you are insured in other insurance companies, you have to pay for your visit, yes? Because our National Health Fund recognizes only insurance from NFZ or ECOS cards, so European insurance cards. If you are insured in other insurance companies, you have to pay for the visit before the visit. In this academic year, it was 60 zloty. You receive the bill, and based on this bill, you receive from your insurance company refund. Okay, academic calendar. The academic calendar for four-year MD program is different than the rest programs. As I said before, the deadline for four-year MD program is July 8th. For the rest of the programs, is September 15. But we have the same rector's days, it means days off. It will be the official inauguration, October 6th, and the sports day. Polish national holidays, please familiarize with those dates. And of course, you can find here when starts, when ends the fall semester, the spring semester, when you have Christmas break, Easter break, and break between semesters. Dormitory guide. Basically, we have three dormitories now, Esculap, Aspirinka, and Medic. And I think so far your students are already accommodated in those dormitories. You can find here contact persons to Esculap, Aspirinka, and Medic, email addresses, telephone numbers. Probably in the end of this year, will be opened the fourth dormitory, which is called Karolek. But of course, we'll let you know about this fact and the possibility of moving into this new dormitory. You also can find here resident assistants. Yes, I think they can be very helpful and they will make you much comfortable here. Payment information. Payment information. I presume that within 1 week you will be given, you will obtain from the Dean's Office individual university sub-account. This sub-account is only for Polish currency. You cannot pay their USD dollars, yes? Please remember about it. It's only for Polish currency. You will receive individual university sub-account. To which you are required to pay 17 zloty for now. 17 zloty is for electronic ID and 4 Polish zloty for gradebook. Together it's 21 zloty. So you have to pay 21 zloty into your individual university sub account and you have the deadline September 17th because bank receipt is required on September 22nd. This is the date when you will be picking out student IDs, indexes, and other documents. Of course, you don't have now your individual sub-accounts, but as I told you, within 1 week, these office assistants will provide you such sub-accounts. I will remind you maybe that the Student Financial Matters Bursa office is located also in the Dean's office on Jackowskiego 41. And the person who is in charge of 4-year MD and 5-year DDS program is Karolina Rogalska. And 6-year MD, pharmacy and physiotherapy is Beata Matyszewska. So to sum up, 21 zloty into the individual university sub-account till 17th of September. Inauguration day. It will be also a very important day for you because it then will be official opening of a new academic year. It's called inauguration, which will be held on October 6th at 11 a.m. in Collegium Minus. It's Wieniawskiego number 1. It will be the day off, so it means that the presence on this ceremony is obligatory for all first-year students. All students should wear formal clothes. Formal clothes, how we underline it. Since most of the students receive indexes during the 22nd of September, a few students will receive the indexes during the inauguration will be given the indexes during the inauguration by the president and the dean. At the end of September, we will choose 2 students for each program, so together it will be 10 students who will receive indexes during the inauguration. Yes, I think we always did it after the pre-study course during the 22nd of September. Yes, so when you will be picking up the IDs and indexes on 22nd of September, we'll now then choose 2 candidates, 2 students per each program. Okay, then you have orange pages. You can find their books, yes? My advice, please wait till the first classes, because during the first classes, coordinator will provide you all titles, all important handouts, and everything will be needed during your studies here, yes? So please ask the coordinators about the books. And finally, I have to say it. Yes, professionalism and dress code. It's important to dress and behave in a way that shows respect to professors, classmates, to the medical staff and patients whom the students have contact with. Students have to remember that patient safety is the most important. As such, patients must not be put at any risk. Therefore, students presenting bad behavior and students whose state of personal health can cause harm to the patient and the public could be turned away from studies. Please remember about it. The last page in your package, this is the list from Andrzej Zeliko, from Subakro, dental or medical president of IPSU. You can read it later, and it will be the end of this package. Of course, I encourage you to ask a question to this package, because if you have any questions here to me, to this session, you can ask now. But if you have questions to the Dean's Office assistants, each program, you can ask them in the help desk, like it was half an hour ago. Okay, thank you very much. So I'm waiting for questions. That there are changes in city and campus tour, so you were informed via email, so please check your email box, yes, to find out what kind of changes.